Title: FDA Revisits and Updates Guidance on Addressing Misinformation 10 Years Later. Content: On July 8, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, announced its updated guidance, addressing misinformation about medical devices and prescription drugs, questions and answers, which provides recommendations and examples for firms who choose to address misinformation about or related to their approved or cleared drug or device. 1. This guidance revises and replaces FDA's 2014 draft guidance titled Internet/Social Media Platforms, correcting independent third-party misinformation about prescription drugs and medical devices. Social media users from 2014 will appreciate how different the world looks today and why, even though it took FDA 10 years, this revision is a welcome shift, making it more straightforward for firms to respond to misinformation. Notable updates and similarities: new terminology and definitions. The guidance provides updated definitions of key terminology and introduces the category of tailored responsive communications, which are defined as a firm's voluntary internet-based communication that identifies and addresses internet-based misinformation about or related to the firm's approved/cleared medical product when that misinformation is created or disseminated by an independent third party. While the 2014 draft guidance generally refers to communications created by firms, the introduction of the new term tailored responsive communication creates a distinction from already existing avenues for communications, or general medical product communications, which are not necessarily internet-based or intended to address specific internet-based misinformation. The guidance also expands the definition of misinformation from positive or negative incorrect representations or implications to implicit or explicit false, inaccurate, or misleading representations of fact about or related to an approved/cleared medical product. This can include false, inaccurate, or misleading representations of fact about or related to approved or unapproved uses of the firm's approved/cleared medical product, about or related to an attribute of the firm's approved/cleared medical product that is independent of any particular use of scientific information about or related to the firm's approved/cleared medical product, and that omit material facts. Examples of addressing misinformation: the guidance assists firms in identifying the types of misinformation that might be addressed with a tailored responsive communication, as well as communications which would be outside the scope of the outlined enforcement policy. FDA refers to these categorizations as the guidance's enforcement policy. Under the enforcement policy, which is largely consistent with the 2014 guidance, if a firm shares a tailored responsive communication in accordance with the guidance's recommendations, FDA does not intend to enforce applicable requirements related to promotional label and advertising, or applicable requirements related to post-marketing submission of promotional communication. FDA also clarifies that when a tailored responsive communication addresses misinformation regarding unapproved uses and is consistent with the guidance, FDA does not intend to use such communication as evidence of a new intended use. The enforcement policy is applicable even if the firm's approved/cleared medical product is not explicitly named in the identified misinformation, such as when an entire class of drugs or category of devices are identified. A firm could use a tailored responsive communication if its medical product is included in the class of products identified in the misinformation. While the enforcement policy is largely consistent with the 2014 guidance, the guidance provides additional details regarding the scope of the enforcement policy and when it may or may not apply. As highlighted by specific examples, the enforcement policy only applies to misinformation disseminated by an independent third party and does not apply to a firm's responses to statements describing opinions or value statements about a medical product, or a firm's responses to representations about an individual patient's experience. The revised guidance provides additional examples of communications that include opinions, value statements, or representations about an individual patient's experience such that a firm's response would not fall within the scope of the